Banking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Tim Pendergrass. I am calling about a signed up to do a online course last year for handgun. Sorry, for handgun competency for a concealed carry. And now I'm getting charged $19 a month for, I guess, online participation. And that's not what I signed up for. I just signed up to take a course.
Let me see, you're providing me through the zip code, sir.
22312 is my zip code.
And your name?
Tim Pendergrass.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me.
5448 Edsall, Edsall, Ridge Place. And the city is Alexandria, state is Virginia.
Thank you. I do see here we had an online training portal with our discount fiscal certificate. Yes, sir, when you sign up to get the concealed carry license, sir, you do sign up for the online training portal for 19. It is monthly, sir.
Yeah, I'm curious why I would do that if I just needed that one course.
Yes, sir, as for providing other online trainings on gun courses, things of that nature, you do have to check
Right,
that when you
but
sign up.
I signed up to do the concealed carry thing. That's what I was trying to do. So why would I sign up? I guess I'm just trying to think why it was kind of a bait and switch, if you ask me. It was an email to get me to sign up for this course, which I did, and then now it's monthly. They're charging me. Obviously, you can see I've not taken any other courses. Personally, I think it's like I said, I think it's a bait and switch. It's getting me to and then kind of tricking me into a monthly course.
We can't because you do have to check to get it. You have a choice to get it or not.
Yeah, obviously I didn't because I wouldn't have signed up for it because there was I had no intent of doing a monthly course. I wanted to do a single course to get my concealed carry, and that was my intent. And your site said, you know, this course is what would get it for me. It was either was dubious or it wasn't very straightforward. So how do I stop it? From being charged because
Okay,
and
we'll
then
cancel that for you.
and then my okay good and my intent I'll let you know is to also inform that this was in my again in my opinion a bait and switch. I would like to see unfortunately because it was online I don't get a receipt. I would love to see the receipt that you have for me that says that yeah I'm agreeing to a monthly fee in perpetuity. For courses.
A receipt for a, it's either you have to check no or yes, or that's when you're
Right,
done.
but when we
You can
when
go
I
to the
sign
site.
up, I
You can go to the site and
go
try to
ahead.
go walk through that process again and see what it is, sir. But other than
Unfortunately, when
that,
I go to the site now, it says that the it is no longer available. So I'm not able to do that. And again, because I signed up online, there was no receipt. I assume you all would have that within your records legally to so that it shows that, yeah, this guy said he preferred the monthly course. And if you don't have that, then I would say that's a problem. But yeah, go ahead and cancel me. Like I said, I intend to report it. I think that this was a bait and switch. Plain and simple. But I know it's not you. It's not your company. You're answering the phone. It's not against you. I just you can pass that along to your company that I'll never use them again because I signed up to do a course. They texted me, kind of got me into this. They suckered me in. I'll admit that. So I signed up for the course, and then they were able to. To, in my opinion, fleece me for another $250. So, unfortunately, that's my fault, I guess. So, yeah.
okay. Well, the account is canceled. That stops all future
Thanks.
transactions. And no, so we wouldn't have a receipt for that because that was sent on the day you did it. So that email would be, you would have that email from like 2 years ago, last year.
Yeah, and I have all the emails, and all the emails is just a website. It doesn't have that I got from your company. There is no receipt. Now, it's now showing up on my credit card as nationalqualify.com. So it's changed companies twice over the last year. So do I need to call that company as well, or is this take care of that?
It's taken care of, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. And like I said, nothing against you. I just feel like, you know, this is unfortunately one of those that I always warned my dad about, and now I fell for it. But it won't be again, at least not with this company. But thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.